This is Wade Rathew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 20 states have no laws to compensate people jailed wrongfully. A study by the Wall Street Journal of 446 major corporations found that women in many elite jobs earn well below men with professions like doctors, compensation managers, and personal finance advisors with the widest gaps. Police in France took to the streets to protest in 60 cities to denounce the hatred and violence they claim they have faced in popular protests against labor reforms, where 350 police have been injured and 60 protesters arrested. California suspended its water conservation mandates and allowed local authorities to set their own limits. Colombia, the country, has given giant drug maker Novartis a deadline to lower prices on a popular cancer drug, or it will open up the market for generics. Publicly funded online charter schools are leading the country in dropout rates, even as retention rates have soared to 82% nationally. Nationwide, districts with high levels of poverty receive $1,200 less per pupil from state and local sources than districts with low levels of poverty. Department of Education is proposing a rule that to receive Title I federal money for low-income schools, districts and states have to spend as much money in those schools as they do in non-Title I schools. $139,000 was the bid, at least the bid online, for the gun that killed Trayvon Martin. Research studies of Facebook news feeds find that some posts are buried, like the Ferguson protest, because their curators find the post harder to like or share. Under the new overtime rule, comp time for private sector workers, where working over 40 hours will be offset by days off later, rather than paying overtime, is not allowed. Oklahoma legislature passed a bill that would effectively ban abortions by subjecting doctors who performed them to felony charges and revoking their medical license, the first and hardest legislation of its kind. Bipartisan plan is emerging to cede federal control over managing the $72 billion worth of debt in Puerto Rico, short of bankruptcy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement, AMFM.